Veda. That's what I'm telling. Apart from
but if you don't know the real cause scientifically, so you say it is a god.
Then you are a scientist, but you are a literalist. You cannot explain. Where from this flavor has come?
Oh, we're working on that. We'll find out.
Like working, but we have got the already conclusion. Why should we work like a fool?
That's an excuse because you cannot explain to your children when they come.
No, no, we are explaining.
So you say
it's not fair. This is I am. This is God. This is God. You are fully of such things, but we know. It is God. Aham. Krishna says, I am this way. So as soon as you have this flavor, you understand Krishna is there? Then he is here. This is Krishna Tan. Prabhasi, so this is just.
There was an
just like the sunshine is there. Here is Krishna. So, we have nothing yet. Prabhasi, so this is just. Yes,
there was now a statement from the scientists. Scientists are no longer positive why the sun shines. Like, they were positive, and they said we were positive. Now they are no longer positive why the sun shines.
What is that? Positive?
They don't know. Before they were sure, now they're not sure why the sun shines. They had concocted an idea, and they declared it as a law, scientific law. Now they're, again, doubting their own law.
Actually, this flavor that's in the flower comes from the different secretion, and it's by different mixture, different flavors.
What is that mixture?
It's by chance.
By chance.
Different scent creates different breath.
They have, scientists have analyzed all smells come in 7 or 8 basic smells, burnt, sweet, bitter. So they said a rose is 7 sweet, 2 burnt, and 1 bitter. So they take the chemicals, and it doesn't smell like a rose. It puts the 7 sweet in them and 1 burnt in. And it doesn't smell rose. But just the statement that they are no longer chemicals.
Just like now they've created flowers, classic flowers that give sense.
Yes, yes. They have taken material from the already created. Here's without factory it's made. There's a scientific law called Heisenberg's law of uncertainty. That because Heisenberg just died, so they wrote his philosophy. That you cannot observe anything and give a conclusive answer to anything that is uncertain. No one can make a decisive.
So why you are giving this conclusive answer? Why he is giving?
All he's saying is, like what Socrates, I only know that I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get anything. I don't know means that you are arrested. So you know. So why you are preaching? You know that you are arrested. Then why you are preaching? You are teaching.
They showed his picture in the...
That's all right. He said, I know that I don't know. See, if you don't know, that means you are arrested. So knowingly that you are arrested, why you are taking the position of a teacher? That is cheating. You are asking, cheater.
And the picture was with the beard. He wants to teach everyone. Einstein was also drunk. He was saying, I've taken this position as teacher because I want everyone to say, I don't know.
They are Arab, they are on professor's camp. It's very funny, but still, he would ask like this, that whatever Krishna is making me to do, I am doing. try to learn Krishna is asking you to surrender, not in surrender. No, I mean really, I say surrender.
There's a story I tell. There was a man that, when he wills me to surrender, I'll surrender.
He's directly saying you surrender. Mm-hmm. Still, he has to will. Let's see the argument.
He already willed 5,000 years ago.
See. Now, there was a story like that, a cow ate a man's grasses. So the man ate the cow, and the cow died. The Yamaraj came. And he was saying, Krishna willed it to me, and I killed the cow. This is all Krishna's karta. I did not kill. The Yamaraj said, well, who planted this rice? Because I did. And who purchased this land? Because I did. And who purchased, who raised that land? Because I did. Who did that? Well, I did. And who killed the cow? They want to take credit.
Yes.
When they do something for their sense credit, that's a sacrifice. Krishna has to tell me. Krishna will do. Why did Krishna create evil? That's a very peculiar question that comes from him. If Krishna knows that we were going to fall down, why didn't he save us? There's something like that.
He's saying
that is a very popular question.
But that means he knows everything is there.
He knows. He knows that your reaction will fall. Therefore, he says, do this. It will not fall.
And they don't seem to take that answer. They're very...
They become very embittered. Why he permits us, if he is all loving God,
but he's not
why he permits us to suffer?
For me, but you, that you have to understand that you have got little independence. Actually, they do not understand.
And they say, why
did
he give us this independence?
That is a distinction between you and the storm. Otherwise, you have remained a storm. Because you are moving, therefore, he has given you independence.
There's also expression in that same line. They say that in the spiritual world, they say that everything is peaceful, there is no birth and death, there is no material conditions. So if the conditions in the spiritual world are so nice, and everything is spiritual, how is it that one can become envious of Krishna's condition? This is a very emotional thing.
Why are we...
How is it that if everything is free from envy, free from bad material elements, how is it that...
That is independence. That is independence. In spite of all these things, because you have got little independence, you can balance.
No, they don't want
because you are part and parcel of God. God has got full independence, but you have got little independence. Proportionally. Because you are part and parcel.
They want to blame God for their predicament. Like a bad child, you make me do it.
Yes.
What can I do?
No, they say, why you gave me God?
Yeah.
They say like that.
Cursing them.
Also, almost. The atheistic will sometimes argue, what does your Krishna do for the suffering people? What does he do? Why doesn't he come now and help the poor people? They are suffering.
Yeah. I tell why doesn't he come and help? In Andhra, I said, there's so much land where they're growing tobacco, you could grow food. But in the Gita, it says, once coming there, he never returns.
But if he likes, he can return. That independence has to be accepted. Little independence. You can misuse that. Krishna Bhuliya Jiva Bhagavan. That misuse is the cause of our problem.
In Krishna book it says that there was a some color fighting in Dwarka. They were throwing colors. And some men became lusty seeing these women. So will that be the first part of their fall then? Will be in Vaikuntha and think personal love is with the soldiers.
Yes. That is God. God is not meant for satisfying you.
That man was dragged down by the people in the audience anyway. He was dragged down by the people in the audience. He was an agitator.
You know, it's a tight struggle. So, you are all soldiers. Even if you lay down your life by fighting, you are recognized by Krishna. Krishna will see that this devotee has laid down his life by his asamsa. Mami vaishasi asamsa. So let us go on fighting, even we die. What is that? We are going back. Jivo va maro. Vaishnava, a sadhu, either he lives or dies. He is under the protection of Krishna. Jivo va maro. If he dies in the battlefield, he goes to heaven.
Well, in the past year, though, communism has come under many attacks in the magazines and newspapers. Communism has been openly attacked as failure.
Communism?
Yes, many places.
It is a failure.
There was a recent issue of migrants.
I think, and only in the world, that is the real country where people are really starving. In
Russia, yes.
Now they're having droughts, trying to get wheat from other reasons. And they have their favorite class also. The party members are only a fraction of the population, and they get all the benefits.
Yes.
Well, they have their caste system also. It was created out of envy for the
I think I've discussed this.
Yes. Much cannot take the greed out of man.
Yeah.
Right on the head. That is the exact point. They are suffering for the greed of the vicious. So they kick out the vicious. But then they are also more greedy.
Okay.
Plus, they are low class.
Thus, the worst thing is that they do not accept any form of religion whatsoever.
Thus, in atheist communism was because the Christian church used to favor the vicious, so they buried them together. In their hatred for the vicious, the church also was buried.
That's always been one of the main criticisms against the Catholic Church. There's so much money and land.
He said, religion is the opiate of the people. So there was a cartoon that Marx came back in 1976 and he said, no, opium is the religion of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, opium is the religion of the people. Because everyone is taking drugs. You say religion is the opiate. Now, opium is the religion. I think there should be no private property. They're discussing this in Indian Parliament now. They should abolish private property. and about women should not wear ornaments.
Is that? Right.
They're discussing in Parliament.
In our...
In the Congress. Ornaments should be banned, and private property banned.
They have already banned
They're doing it by taxing.
Land stealing, they are banning all the...
They have
120 acres.
They have a law. If you have the high dry land, you can have 50 acres per person. And if you have wetland, light growth, irrigated, you can only have 25 acres. But suppose you have dry land and then you irrigate. Then you have
the... They have no standards, I hear.
Yeah.
So they can do anything. And because they are in power, they can pass law, change it, whatever it is.
Many things, many.
Yeah, Hobu Chandra, I think the sarcastic one, Hobu Chandra, the police.
Police came.
And Hobu Chandra Mountain. Another police, one police. One police king, another police minister. So that is the end. All the aspects are getting worse. One is becoming a but both of them are...
The law they are passing now is that the president and prime minister under no case can be brought to court.
That is okay.
Can do anything.
I think that some of the comments of the Divine Grace on the some of the purports of the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, if they come to the notice of the Indian government, it may give us some, they may seriously consider about any, because in that one purport you openly criticize how unfortunate the citizens are because you have a woman as the prime minister. And in another purport you openly say that the citizens should keep their, some of their treasury secrets, which is against the principle of their income tax.
There is no support in the Shastra?
There is support, according to their idea, so called.
And the content.
Hare Krishna. Yeah. Chanakya's authority. So I'm quoting Chanakya. What is my form? Chanakya is authority. Otherwise, why you have banned Chanakya Puri? It's as good as Gandhi and other big men. So, it is said, Vishasanaiva Tattambam Sri Suradhikule. I am innocent. I am quoting authority.
Yes, you can say it is the statement of Chanakya. One foolish man, I was saying some foolish scholar has written that because Krishna is black, he is a scheduled caste. So there was a scheduled caste man in the audience who became educated. So he took offense. And maybe Krishna was the leader of the scheduled caste. So I said, that is the statement of some scholar. You cannot criticize. I am quoting a scholar. The audience shouted him down, too. Shudras and Brahmanas may become Brahmins, but many of them don't. So many here born Shudras are Shudras many times.
Yeah.
Artificially, the government process is to give benefits and prestige to the Harijana
without training.
Training.
Without making him Harijana.
A Harijan may become a Brahmin, but sometimes a Harijan is a scheduled caste.
Harijan means metta. As soon as he comes, he says, I'm Harijan.
Sure.
Then immediately you understand that he is a sweeper.
Yes.
This is the position.
And now in many cases, they forcibly occupy some land and they create disturbance and the local people set fire and drive them out. We call a barber.
In one, he is not a Krishna conscious. He's in Mula. Rav.
We call a barber, and he shaves one. And he said, now sharpen again, and he does not bring his stones. Go back. Bring your stone. But even in the free society, American society, they have union. That is cat. To protect the employment, one union man cannot do the work of another union. Or he'll put one man out of work. So they stay in their place. So that is what Hama and Parazam. So the same principle. The natural Swabhavik again appears. Just like we, in my house, we purchased a piano. One union is hired to bring the piano from the shop to the lorry. Another set of workers will lift the piano and put it into the lorry. And another union will take the from the lorry into your house. So you have to hire about 9 different men. Because I said, no, now our work is finished up to this point.
In the end of the day.
Yes. And the other union is the truck driver. And no man will do the other work. Like in India, if you hire a woman to wash the pots, if you tell her to wash the paikana, she will not go. Another woman you have to get. And that protects them. That protects their employment opportunity.
Division of labor.
Division of labor.
Struggle for existence. Very, very.
People confuse change for progress. When it is just changed and done in a more complicated way, they think it is called progress. That is also the communist thing when there's protest. Well, you have to accept change, it's natural. The natural change.
Yes, that is communal.
Times are changing. You have to move, you have to change with the time.
Mouse is revolution. Constant revolution.
Yes. I asked one man, I said, what do you have to show? What is the result? What is the result of the change? The people are still living in our hearts. The struggle is what we have to show. That we have a struggle. People are not just sitting by and being exploited, but they are now struggling.
That is our religion. Gita. Mana, satsani, niyani, pragati, sthani, karsa. This is the nature's law. What you have got to say about this, that's it. It is already there. Pragati, sthani, karsa. Mana, satsani, niyani, pragati, sthani, karsa. Although, they are my part and parcel. Mavi, manku, jivu, huta. Still, because they have been predominated by the mind, mana, and the senses, they struggle. Our propaganda is stop the sense delusion and mental conquer. Then the struggle will cease. And we still abide by the senses and mental dictation. Then, let us suffer.
Bullock can pull it out. We'll call Bullock to pull out. And 50 years ago, they would have the Bullock.
Is that Descartes, Descartes says, he remains a fool and God asks for his, I'll suggest something, you'll suggest something, he'll suggest something. Arava bhaktasya kuto mohat guna manorathe asato udharati. Mental contraction, they are never able to come to the right conclusion. Simply they create disturbance. Yes. Utpata eva kalpa. That he is working so hard, getting money, still he cannot provide a nice venue.
He'll gamble his money.
Hmm?
They'll gamble.
Gambling, they have got money.